the breaks, I've been trying to figure out what the Iranians actually said. There's a bunch of different proposals out on the table. I'm trying to hone it in. They have made a bunch of capitulations, which I didn't think they'd do, but not as much as some of the documents were saying. That's because they're talking to different groups. Some people claim they represent them, some that don't. I'm figuring it all out, okay? Fog of war stuff, but let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to James in Texas Air Force. Your take on this, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I want to kind of clarify. I am Dr. James Nolan Wilson, and I work for the Munitions Directorate of the Air Force Research Laboratory as a civil servant. So I did work for Air Force, but...
I love this military thing, though, where it just says combat thing, a brigade, and then I'm not combat, and you're Air Force, you want to be clarified. Whatever. Just say what you are. I love you, and just tell us what you think.
Okay.
Nobody's stealing valor. It's okay. Just give us your take, okay?
Does the phrase OMGSTFU mean anything to you? This is Donald Trump. When I was hearing what he was giving away details.
Oh, my God, what the hell's going on here? Yeah.
No, yeah, OMG, shut the F up. Yes, sir. Well, I mean, here's the question that instantly popped into my head was, what do you do when your commander-in-chief is a traitor to the Constitution of the United States? My God.
Were you a previous Trump supporter?
I voted for him a couple of times. Yes, back in 2016, and then I think once in 2020, but
No, I understand. What do you think of him saying all Trump supporters support him? That's total horse crap.
Oh, I was never... after I realized I'd gotten fooled as bad as I had, I have not supported him in 6 years. I don't know.
Well, listen, I'm not second guessing your personal views, and that's you, and I respect that. We got a lot done, and he went through a lot. I mean, it's not like I got fooled by Trump. He's changed. I want to be very, because the liberals are like, Jones admitted he was wrong. Trump was always bad. I did not ever say that. I am glad we got him in. It was so much better. We changed things so much. I could go on for hours about it. But there's definitely the last 8 months been a major change of course, and it ain't good.
Here's the thing I wanted to tell you, just to give you an idea of how dangerous the information that Donald Trump just spoke to the world. I while I was working for the Air Force Research Laboratory at Eglin Air Force Base, I lived up in Crestview. You get a map of Florida, find out.
Sure, it's not good to give out all that rescue information.
That's the heart of what I was going to say. Duke Field is just south of Crestview. That's where the AFSOC, Air Force Special Operations Command, has all their C-130s and their various variants, from the Ghost Rider to the MC, you know, you name it, the refueling birds, the whatever the Air Force needed, they did it. And then down in the other part of the reservation is where the Rosie.
Well, did you see the looks on the faces of the people, the military on the stage with him when he was giving all that out?
The camera was focused on him, but I'm sure they had a look of horror on their face, or they should have.
I saw some of the cutaways. Well, here's the thing. Even Susie Wall said, stop only letting him make decisions. None of them will even advise him. It's what they just sit there, because you're gone. If you just Tulsi Gabbard told him, don't do it, and he wants to fire her for it.
Yeah, and she's one of the last few good guys he's got left. The CIA director needs to be the victim of a little wet work, in my humble opinion.
Well, let's not go there. He definitely is a globalist and kept the Russiagate intelligence from Trump, and it just goes to Trump sitting there giving him a blowjob on air when Ratcliffe's his damn enemy. It's just a fact. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Thanks for the call.